This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, 2025 brought many wins and some definite challenges for the U.S. cattle industry. Jenna Stanton, Director of Policy and Public Affairs for the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, says when you take a look back at 2025...
We'd be remiss to not mention the government shutdown. And I can tell you, Capitol Hill was busy. Government was shut down, but work was being done. And we had some really great conversations with our legislative folks. You know, staff was there, the Senate was in. So we were having those conversations. Cattle still needed to be fed. Business still needed to be done on Capitol Hill. So that was really impactful for us to see. But I think as we kind of close out 2025, what we saw is we saw an industry that when the government was shut down or when things were maybe a little bit quieter coming from the secretary's office, you saw an industry that never let off.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office recently reviewed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and Stanton says our testimony was largely focused on updating those rules of origin within the USMCA.
To make sure that we are protecting American ranchers and the really superior product that they provide. Mexico, Canada have both been good trading partners by and large when we take a look at the cattle side of things. And on the beef side of things, we maybe see things a little bit differently, but it's how we can make these trade agreements work.
Again, that's Jenna Stanton, Director of Policy and Public Affairs for the U.S. Cattlemen's Association.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.